New on CuriosityStream. Grab your lab goggles. We're out to find the world's coolest, loudest, and most in-your-face experiments.
Wow! That's impressive.
See how hands-on science can change our everyday lives on Oddly Satisfying Science. Plus, from goats to guard dogs, hear surprising stories about the creatures that brought humanity to the next level. It's animals that changed history. Watch now on CuriosityStream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit CuriosityStream.com.
Hey, dude. Do you remember the first time we met? Asked my friend Ryan with a huge smile stretched across his face. Hell yeah, man. It was, we were at... Well, that was weird. I couldn't remember it at all. In fact, I couldn't actually remember anything about Ryan. The only things about him that I could bring to mind were that his name was Ryan, and we'd been best friends since we were kids. I could remember the basic outline of our story, but not a single detail. No, I don't. Damn, dude. Neither do I. Ryan laughed. That's weird as hell, man. He was right. That was weird. That was very, very weird. What the hell, Ryan? Why can't I remember anything about you? I have no clue, my dude. Ryan. I sank down into the couch, burrowing deep until only the top of my head was left, barely poking out from between the cushions. Ryan was laughing pretty hard, which was annoying, but what really bothered me was that I couldn't bring up a single memory from my past. I felt like I had suddenly been conjured into existence 2 minutes ago and only given the cliff notes on my life's history. Maybe my strange memory loss was because I was tripping on shrooms. I've done shrooms before, so it was a possibility. I felt a flicker of hope in the remembrance of past events until I realized that I didn't actually remember ever doing shrooms with him. I knew that we'd done shrooms several times before, but I didn't actually have any memories of doing them. It was like reading a plot synopsis on Wikipedia about a movie I never actually watched. Ryan was laughing so hard that he was gasping for air. He was really pissing me off. Didn't he realize how damn serious this was? He probably did, and that's why he was laughing so hard. He was laughing at me. My mental state was in ruins. He found that hilarious. I probably had a psychic anger in my brain and a psychic palace swirling through my brain after a beast of all my memories, and he thought it was wrong. That would have pissed me off. Damn it, shut your mouth before I rip your throat out. I tackled him to the ground and plunged my thumbs into his eye sockets. I started slamming his head against the hardwood floor over and over again, feeling his skull crack and shatter as his brain fell out onto the floor, which I promptly smashed into a puddle of goo and started shoveling into my mouth. Wait. No, I didn't. I'm not sure why I thought I brutally murdered Ryan and ate his brain, but I didn't. In fact, I hadn't even gotten up from the couch. It was weird. Ryan wasn't laughing anymore either. He was staring at me with a look of concern. Hey, are you alright, dude? He asked gently. Yeah, of course. Okay. You had me worried. That was some pretty hardcore brain surgery you had this morning. The doctor said it could take 10 to 50 years before you feel normal again. Did I undergo brain surgery? I don't remember having brain surgery. And I feel like brain surgery is something that would be hard to forget. I decided to play it safe by pretending that Ryan was telling the truth. There's no point in poking the bear. The brain surgery. Of course. What was the brain surgery again? I don't know, dude. I'm not a neurologist. I think they removed your cerebral cortex or something. It was a very convenient story. It perfectly explained both my memory issues and why I wasn't. definitely true, and I totally believe you for sure. Yep, no doubt about it. I said, trying to play it off, smoothing in order to convince him that I believed his obvious lie. I was pretty sure he bought it. Hey, dude, do you remember the first time we met? Asked my friend Ryan, and a huge smile stretched across his face. Alive because he risked his own life to save mine. Damn, dude. I totally forgot we were in Nam. Ryan laughed. That's weird as hell. I was right. That was weird. That was very, very weird. How the hell, Ryan? How did we serve in Vietnam when we were born in the 90s? I have no clue, my dude. Ryan was laughing so hard that he was gasping for air. It was really pissing me off. I saved his worthless life in that trench and he just forgot. Maybe I should have let him die. Something about this whole situation was off. There was something wrong that I couldn't put my finger on. Things weren't adding up right. Hey man, did we take any shrooms? What the hell kind of stupid ass question is that? Ryan laughed, barely able to choke out the words through his wheezing laugh. Are you retarded or something? Yeah, it was a pretty dumb question. I've done shrooms several times, and it's never been like this. This is something else, altogether. I lit a cigarette and pondered the situation. The most obvious explanation is that I was dreaming. That would make the most sense, but it didn't feel like a dream. I decided to test my hypothesis by pressing the cigarette against my wrist. The agonizing burn was proof that I wasn't dreaming. Breathing. I tried to scream for Ryan, but my jaw was squeezed far too tight for me to open my mouth. My only option was to go down deeper into the couch. Not only was that a safe place to hide, but it gave me a great range of movement. I burrowed deep into the gray folds of the couch, both to hide from whatever was hunting me as well as to search for Ryan. The couch had to lead somewhere, and it seemed logical that it would eventually end up in the bathroom. If Ryan was taking a crap like I suspected he was, then he'd definitely be on the toilet. I never know him to crap anywhere else. I scrambled my way down through the couch until I reached a long twisting tunnel, about 6 feet wide and 20 feet high. The floors and walls seemed to be made of the same gray material as the couch cushions, just wet and a little squishier. I walked for about a mile until I saw a blinking neon sign that read CC, which I assumed meant certainly the crap room, over top a large door. I walked through it and found myself in my bathroom. Ryan was sitting on the toilet like I figured he was. It was time to finally get some answers. Yo, Ryan, what's up, man? Just taking that demon crap. Nice. So, something is clearly not Huh. So then, what is the point of all this? Am I psychosomatically trying to fix the problem or something? Like, if I diffuse a parasite in here, will that kill it in real life? Nah, dude. That's just dumb. You're probably in a coma or you're hallucinating or something. I mean, you do have a parasite inside your brain, so you've likely suffered brain damage after all. Or maybe a near-death experience? Hell, maybe you're already dead and this is hell. No, I am. I'm not a neurologist. Although I couldn't remember anything about Ryan, he didn't seem like a doctor. He just wasn't really the doctorly type. I wasn't getting that vibe from him at all. So, why are you here? I get why I'm here, seeing as how this is my brain and all, but why do you keep showing up? Me? I'm eating your brain. It's kind of my thing. It's literally why I'm here. It took me a few seconds to process what he said. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you the brain parasite? Did you seriously just figure that out? I thought you were Ryan. Why the hell would Ryan be inside your brain? My name's Tanya Soto. But who the hell is Ryan? No clue. Well, that's me. Besides from Tanya Soto being a pretty stupid name, it's still hard to explain. Why did I think he's Ryan? Actually, I still don't even know who Ryan is, let alone. Parasites lingering inside my body. That's my biggest fear, that another one will end up inside my brain and I'll have to return to that nightmarish place. They obviously no longer eat pork, even if it is FDA approved. I was able to go back to a normal life pretty quickly thanks to the support of my mom, my girlfriend Amy, and Ryan. But the real Ryan, not that parasitic hallucination. The memories from my recovery are a bit fuzzy, and I'm still not sure why Tanya manifested in my mind as Ryan, or why he was so concerned about the first time we met. I'll admit that it took me a while to feel comfortable around him again. The image of him as Tanya was so strong in my mind that just being around him made me nervous. I told him all about what had happened, and we managed to work through. It wasn't long before we were hanging out like we used to. Pizza, beer, and pro wrestling. Just like the good old days. That's why it caught me off guard when we were hanging out at my apartment having a few beers while watching Monday Night Raw. I had a nice buzz going and was feeling pretty good when he turned towards me with a huge smile stretched across his face. Hey dude,
New on Curiosity Stream, Darwin's Theory of Evolution, a scientific breakthrough, but 1920s Tennessee wasn't ready for it.
It became the Bible versus evolution.
Follow the heated trial that changed American education forever on Monkey in the Middle. And it's the country's deadliest highway.
There were something like 178 accidents in a two-year period.
Don't miss the most dangerous road in America. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.